Sorry, mister. It's gonna take a while to fix your car. You don't seem at all confused that your mechanic is a girl. You do know I'm a girl, right? Don't let these mechanic overalls, bowl cap, and short hair confuse you. Hearing my voice should set you straight. And, just for your information, I was homecoming queen this year. To be fair, though, it is a really small town. But if you get me into something girly and get this grease off of me, the boys all chase me around. At least until I smack them for trying. Well, you know I'm a girl. And you don't seem to be surprised or mind much that I'm working on your car. That's what I love about big city folks. Not that we get too many of them around here. My daddy's shop mostly sees broken down old pickups and farm equipment. Not beauties like your car. It is very, very nice. Good quality and everything. But a fuel pump blew on it. Nothing really you could have done about it. Otherwise, the car seems to be in great shape. You obviously took good care of her. So, it's gonna be about 2 days, maybe three before the part comes in from the warehouse, if they have it. If not, it might be a few more for it to come in from out of state. My brother might be able to drive there and pick it up for you. He was the big boy that drove the wrecker that brought you in. It's not like he's doing anything better. Or like I can't do both his job and mine when he's gone. But if he has to go out of state, it's a full day of driving there and a full day of driving back. Plus, the big ox will need some sleeping time. And he'll probably want to see the naked ladies dance for him too. Even if I'm not supposed to know what he does on those trips. My brother loves those big cities. Big titties too. So, you're stuck here for the next few days, no matter what. I don't have a loaner car for you. Not in a small place like this. The bus comes through once a week, and you had bad luck just to miss it a few hours ago. We don't even have a hotel no more since it burned down. It was always empty anyway. But if my brother's going out of town, then that means there's an open bed at our place. He won't mind if you use his room. I just hope you don't mind his stuffed animal collection. Not the fake kind. My brother's kind of a hobby taxidermist. More amateur than taxidermist, though. But the trip will give him a chance to pick up more roadkill for his hobby. So that'll make him even happier. The rest of the family won't mind. Well, Daddy won't, at least, as long as you stay out of my room at night. If he catches you in there before anything could happen, he'll likely feel you full of buckshot. Of course, if he catches you after you deflower me, he'll likely use the same shotgun to ensure you do the honorable thing and marry me. Oh, marrying me wouldn't be that bad. I know my way around the kitchen almost as well as I do the garage. I just prefer the garage better. But Mama made sure that all her girls knew how to do all the girly things. And she keeps pressuring me to get married. Except, in this town, there ain't another person here who I'm not related to. The most distant relative I have vying for my affection is my second cousin on my daddy's side. You probably don't want to know who the least distant relative is. If I did end up marrying you, they'd have to let me leave town. I could move to the big city, or wherever you're from, and get a job and a real garage. Working on some fancy cars that aren't covered in mud and cow shit. You seem like the kind that would let his wife keep working after marriage. Which is fine, Because I'm the kind to keep working no matter what a man tells me to do. Maybe when I'm too pregnant to fit under a car or under a hood, I'll become more domestic for a bit. But we can work out the details later. Of course, you can sneak into my room, pop my cherry, and then make it back out to your room without waking Daddy or one of my older brothers. You're home free. Well, unless you've knocked me up. In that case, my daddy and brothers would go looking for you, with me in tow. Then you'd be back to the shotgun wedding thing. Or just the shotgun. But I wouldn't tell them where you lived. So they'd have a hard time finding you. So, just keep all those things in mind tonight. If you're the adventurous type, and this car tells me you are, you can try to sneak into my room. I'm just a small town, backwoods girl, and you're a handsome, big city man. It's all but certain I'd end up giving my virginity to you with a minimum of wooing. As the eldest girl not married off already, I get the attic room, so people aren't likely to hear anything. Daddy's half deaf anyway from too many loud engines and louder shotguns. My brothers could sleep through church bells ringing, even though it's just down the street. And my sisters aren't likely to do much but giggle if they do hear anything. Now you sit tight here, sugar. I'm gonna make arrangements with my brother and my family for all of this to come together. But it'll be up to you if you want the two of us to come together. Is that you? Outside my door? I've got hearing like a fox, mister. If it is you, the lock's been broken for years. I made sure to oil up the doorknob and hinges before I tucked myself in. You just have to pull a little on the door to get it open, because it catches sometime. Then we go up the stairs, quiet as a mouse. Skip the third stair. It squeaks something fierce. Good, it is you. I'd have some explaining to do otherwise. I guess the offer of a virgin was too much for you to pass up. Or maybe it was seeing how well I cleaned up after I came home from work. Even with the short hair. Mama always makes me wear dresses around the house unless I'm headed to or from the garage. I suppose the good home cooking didn't hurt either. The pie was my doing, from yesterday. The dinner was all my mama and sisters. But I can cook as well as any of them if I'm in the mood. Good cooking runs in my family. But that's not the only thing. Good cooks and good looks. I'd still probably have made homecoming queen in a much bigger town. At least if I kept myself more girly. There's something else about the women in my family. We breed like rabbits. You saw, heard about the other brothers and sisters I have. And I've got so many cousins in this town, too. Some say we're just more fertile than most, but I think it's just our women like to have sex a lot. Mama and Daddy still go at it every night. And I've got two older sisters with 5 kids between them already. Truth is, I've been itching to do it for years. But if I did that, I'd end up with some local boy married to a second cousin or something. I just never get out of this town. So, I've been saving myself. And that itch just kept growing and growing. Working on cars helped, especially when I could grind myself against them with the motor running. But I think you're gonna help much, much more. Let me turn on this lamp so you can see. I'm not the modest type. Don't mind this nightgown. I'd sleep in nothing if I could, but it does get cold at night, especially during the winter. It also saves me embarrassing anyone if I raid the fridge in the middle of the night. But you're the only one who's looking to do any raiding tonight. I guess I can just take all these things off. There. I'm looking more and more like a girl all the time, right? These breasts can kind of get in the way when working on cars. But I don't think you'll mind if they're around. Now that you're here, I'm minding them less and less myself. Another thing I definitely don't mind is my pussy. Some boys and even a few girls have accused me of wishing I had a cock, but that's a lie. I love my pussy. Seems to me that cocks just end up doing all the thinking for those that have them anyway, and get hurt all too easily when some girl accidentally kicks her knee into it when you grab her ass. I'm thankful I have a pussy, just like I'm thankful that you don't. Can I see it? I've already shown you everything, and you're still in your underwear. I've seen plenty of men in their underwear before, pretty much on a daily basis. Was never happy about that either. But tonight, I'm happy to see you. I'll be even happier when you're as naked as me. Oh, that's something, all right. Is it little old me that made it so big and hot already? I would have noticed if it was like that at the garage or at dinner. Your body is getting itself ready. I'm gonna need to be good and wet to take that thing. I'm already partway there. From just lying here and thinking about you. Maybe I should put on a little show while I make myself ready for you. I've never really touched it before. Not like I'm doing now for you. It was always easier to go for a bike ride or lean up against a car with a racing engine. Oh, I guess maybe those Sunday sermons get to you after a while. I've already got my mind set on naughty things the Bible told me not to do outside of marriage. So, what's the harm in this? Oh, no harm, really. Oh, it feels good, actually. Oh, that's that lustful side of my family's women showing through. Oh, just like, oh, it's getting me wetter and wetter from my fingers. And from thinking about a cock finally being in me. Speaking of which, I think I'm ready for it. I told you I'd be likely to surrender myself to you. With minimum wooing. Oh, and you didn't even need to do that. Oh, I did all the planning and the prep work. The least you could do is get on top of me and plow me good. Oh, careful getting on the bed. I can squeak a bit. Oh, but there's no avoiding that. I don't know what sounds I'll make once we're doing it. I'll try to keep it down, but just my fingers make it hard to keep quiet. Oh, it's gonna get worse when that thing's inside me. With you on top of me, I'm ready to do this. It's gonna be something special to lose my virginity to someone that never heard of this little town till today. Oh, make sure you're ready to do this. I wasn't lying about my daddy or my brothers being a little upset if they catch us. Now that things have gone this far, they try to insist on you marrying me. If you refuse, things wouldn't go well for you. Maybe the danger makes it more fun for you. I think it does for me. There's only so much danger I can find in a small town like this. Where nothing changes. Except every once in a while, a handsome stranger comes in. And that's my chance. Oh, you can put it in now. If you haven't changed your mind. Oh, you could put your stuff back on and get back to your room. Or you can take my virginity and we can do our best to keep it quiet. I can feel it starting to go in. If we were cars, this would never work. Oh, we're vastly different makes, models, and years. Our parts wouldn't be compatible. But our parts are. Oh, say. Oh, we fit together perfectly. Oh, I've taken every inch of your cock into my pussy. It doesn't hurt that our moving parts were properly lubricated. Oh, at least mine was. Yours is now, too. The more parts get moving, even more lubricated they become. Oh, see? Oh, I told you the bed creaks a little. Just keep it nice and slow. I won't get too loud. Me or the bed. Mm-hmm. room is above my next oldest sister's room. If we wake her, she won't say a word. She might just want to make her own bed creak. Oh, listening to us. And I envy my big sister. I saw her making eyes at you over dinner. But you're mine tonight, huh? Old man. It's your cock moving in and out of my pussy. Like a piston in a car engine. Oh, but even sexier. Oh, move faster. Hot chone risk. I like it. Oh, you're making the bed louder. Oh, you're making me louder. It makes it more dangerous. Which makes it even more of a turn on for me. I warned you that I came from a long line of lustful women, but you don't seem to mind. I definitely don't mind. I'm loving my first time being with a man. Oh, your cock feels so good. Bound in my wet, tight, oh, pussy. So much better than anything I've felt before. Oh, it's gonna make me come. Oh, I'm actually kind of afraid of how loud it might be. Oh, the closer I get, the less I care about not making noise. Oh, make me come, mister. Oh, we should be on a first name basis after all this. Oh, but I like calling you that. Oh, make me come. And come in me, mister. Just a little bit more danger to make this even harder. Oh! Shh. Shh. Did you hear anything? Oh, well, I like my daddy's footsteps, so I love to have a shotgun. Oh, nope. All clear. Oh, I think we pulled it off. Although I wouldn't have minded a shotgun wedding at this point. Now, I have a gift for you. Not as good as the gift of my virginity, but it's something you need. Check the upper drawer in my nightstand. That? Well, that is a fully working fuel pump for your car. I remember the same model car, but a year later, sitting in the yard on my farm just outside of town. The car will never run again, but the pump is good. I could have it in your car in half an hour in the morning. Or right now. Say, if you wanted to get out of town right away and maybe take this small town girl with you. I always wanted to get out of here and see the world. Or at least what things like more than an hour's drive away. I'm not saying we ought to get married or nothing, even if I do get pregnant. But I would be expecting lots of sex. No fooling? You're certain? 'Cause I got a bag packed with some clothes and another bag with my favorite tools. They're already in the back of my truck. But we can transfer them to your car. You've got the suite to ride. But once we get out of this town for good, I'll give you a pretty sweet ride every night.